Hey. Merde. Hey.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome, dear family, friends, listeners. Nice.
Residents of Medford. What?
Sorry, we're just having some technical difficulties with sound. Emma helped me with my volume, but accidentally turned it all the way up, and I got really scared that...
Whoops. Everything in excess is what I always say.
Yeah, that actually is a great transition to talk about our theme today, which is chaos, because we're feeling chaotic and acting that way. And we have a number of stories
Pepper them in.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll pepper them in.
And it will elaborate on our theme.
Yeah.
And we can see if you'll put it together. If you'll get
Well, we already kind of spoiled the theme, but definitely call us in if you notice any underlying themes.
Yeah, there are clues that in the story that connect, so.
For sure.
Hopefully you get it. This one's especially for you.
Hopefully you get it.
For Romy. Who said that she would listen.
Hey, Romy. All right, I guess let's get into some music because we're obviously feeling a little bit disgruntled at the start of our show.
You can tell by the tone of our voices.
We ran here in the pouring rain.
Yeah, it's really tough out there.
All right, cool.
Jam.
Here you go, guys. Wait.
Just kidding.
All right. Forget all of our regrets, I'm riddled with you. I deeply do exalt you, darling, I do. I shift for name, you compensate, but I can't prepay with love. Never say never, I'm down forever. It's just a shame because there's something about you.
Bubba, bubba, bubba. Let's go out for breakfast when you wake. Not hungry now, but in the night, I think that all could change. I used to feel so much that I wouldn't. Now I figured out the walls around the holiday. True care. Does that even mean I need true care? When I was 17. Showed up to the house. I was drinking by myself.
We're back, everybody.
We're back. I hope everyone enjoyed that soundscape.
Yeah. And thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. It's been really fun. We had a great great show this week. And we're really excited to share it with you guys.
Yeah. So tune in 2 weeks. What's our next show?
April Fool's.
We totally got
it's you. It's only 12:15.
And you're about to have a crazy day ahead of you if you're starting off with getting pranked by us right here, right now.
Sleep with one eye freaking open, my guys.
You're about to get punked.
Anyway.
So the song we just played was called Heater by Flume. And I personally am curious about why heaters are so important these days. I'm
glad
you have any thoughts.
You asked, Meredith. Glad you asked. As the listeners know, our three themes of this week are chaos, heaters, and raccoons. And we have incredibly good reasons for all three. Mm-hmm. But I say that the most awesome reason for our theme this week is that in our basement of the house that Meredith and I share together, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that live there. We won't disclose the actual number. but our basement is like kind of a large space, you know, mm-hmm. like it's mm-hmm. like a pretty comfortable space. Like at one point I was like, oh, I could definitely live in this basement if it wasn't so dank and musty.
It's dank, but it's tiled.
Yeah, tiled floor, like easy cleanup. Nice. There's a washer and dryer down there. Mm-hmm. Lots
there's
of storage.
Bathroom.
There's a bathroom.
That's the most important part.
It works sporadically.
Yeah. It didn't work for a long time, but I think it does now. And there's a shower down there.
Yeah. No so basically, like, it's like a studio apartment down there.
Yeah, exactly.
So recently, our other roommate, one of our many other roommates, went down to the basement and was exiting through the basement door, which is the basement door was the one that she was exiting through, mm-hmm. and noticed that there was like a space heater radiator thing that was just turned on, like it's just been on, and turned it off And it did cause a little bit of a ruckus for other housemates who were paying a very large electricity bill.
Yeah, luckily but, Emma and I are in the upstairs apartment, yeah, so we've got a different bill. But those ones in the downstairs apartment were pretty riled up.
But what I'll say, which Romy mentioned and which I believe to be true, is that I bet someone has been living in our basement.
Yeah. For sure.
Because it's so nice. No one goes down there. It's so spacious and warm if you have a space heater.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, another, like, accidental slash just, like, topical life theme of this episode is people infiltrating our spaces and living in our house. Because...
And I'm sure everyone listening has a relatable story happening in their life, because it's pretty common,
yeah,
people invading your space.
So if you're listening, person that lives in our basement, we really don't mind it.
We just want to talk.
Like, I just want to make sure that, like, you are comfortable, we're comfortable.
Yeah, see,
we don't step on each other's toes.
Exactly. See if we can just find a good agreement, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, maybe you can even sublet this summer.
Yeah.
I think there's rooms available.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get a subcontract. Let's do it.
Rent out the basement. Whatever. Start a small business down there.
Whatever.
It's electric. It's on the grid.
It is on the grid. We are going to utilize that.
So anyway, call in if you're the one living in our basement. And if not, we have some more tunes. This next one hits on our other theme of raccoons, and it's called Raccoon by Jazz Funk and Soul. No and, just Jazz Funk Soul. No punctuation. All right. Enjoy.
spacious and for me. About to beam me up and take me highway. Life is ahead, yeah. Can't picture life without you. A 12-piece symphony, create melodies all around your love. Life is ahead, simple minded, talk about you, but hey, blah, blah, blah is all you hear. Is all you hear. Hey, blah, blah, blah is all you hear. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Loops playing. Sweet tooth for your love, let's souffle it. I'm too faded off wine, what's this Zinfandel? Nah, I'm not singing double nine, you just sick as hell. Won't kiss and tell, but I dream this on a wishing well. Moments with you in my life, and yeah, I treat you well. Maybe a night of a sigh, you light up your eyes. Picnic blankets, watching fire flowers light up the sky. In a minute, it's a stroke of a brush. Records spinning, smoking blunts, discussing plans to shift the culture for once. We engage like we ain't spoken in months. I mean, it's heavy how we both can't get enough. How we both can get a rush off a touch. Off a touch, yeah. Off a touch, off a what? Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. You're like a spacious infamy. About to beam me up and take me high away. Life is ahead, yeah. Can't picture life without you. Like a 12-piece symphony. Create melodies all around your love. The simple minded blah loops. Be playing in my mind like it's programming. Feel like some 9-5 type slow jamming. Vintage picture films with the old cameras. Been told I hold manners like an old grandpa. So anti, so high, you on standby. Smoke weed and took the red eye. True Jedi, she said I bring a lot of joy and I replied, I wish that we could press rewind. Sipping red wine on Delta Airlines. Thanking God I still got my hairline. Word, word, thanking God I never sold my soul. Word, word, independent, I control my own. Word, word, I need a queen with me to share the throne. Trust me enough to not go through my phone. I found the nice groove, I think I'm in my zone. Just finish this rhyme about the land in Rome. You're like a spacious symphony. About to beam me up and take me highway. Light years ahead, yeah. Can't picture life without you. Like a 12-piece symphony. Create melodies all around your life. Light years ahead. The simple mind that talk about you, but
blah, blah, blah is all you hear.
Bass. Hi-hat. 808. J.
Ready?
Let's go get 'em.
Come on. I used to run bass like Womp, yeah. Now I run the bass, hi-hat, and the snare. I used to bag girls like Birkin bags. Now back beat.
Boy, you hurting that.
Brooklyn Bay, where they birthed me at. Now be everywhere, the nerve of rap. The audacity to have me with them curtains back. Me and B, she about to sting, stand back.
Baby, seem like everywhere I go, I see you. From your eyes, a smile, it's like I breathe.
Everything I see is you, and I don't want no substitute. Baby, I swear it's this.
usual. Baby girl, you should already know it's H-O. Light up the troll, cause you gon' need help. Try to study my bounce flow, blow. What's the difference? One you taking vein while the other you sniffing is still dope. Popo, try to convict them, that's a no-go. My dough keep the scales tipping like foes. Like I'm from the H-O-U-S-T-O-N. Blow, win. So Chicago of him, is he the best ever? That's the argument. I don't make the list, don't be mad at me. I just make the hits like a factory. I'm just one to one, nothing after me. No deja vu, just me and my own.
Baby, I can't go anywhere without thinking that you're there. Seems like you're everywhere, it's true. Gotta be having deja vu. Look in my mind, I want you here. Get on the next plane, I don't care. Is it because I'm missing you that I'm having deja vu? Boy, I try to catch myself, but I'm out of control. Your sexiness is so appealing, I can't let it go.
Know that I can't get on you. Everything I see is you. And I don't want no substitute. Baby, I swear.
Hey, Meredith was in the middle of a story. Do you want to finish it?
Nope.
Okay. It was about a dance floor.
Story for another time.
You just heard Deja Vu by, wow. I hate how I just pronounced that. May you try?
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
By Beyonce. Beautiful. And Jay-Z. Before that, you heard Blah Loops by... Like and Kaylee Uchi off their track off their album Songs Made While High.
Ooh, tough.
Yeah, it's a little, I don't want to say on the nose, but it beats you over the head.
Yeah, exactly.
And before that, a song we already introed, but I gotta repeat it again because we just discovered it tonight and we really like it.
We do.
I don't want to speak for Meredith, but I really like it.
I really like it. Don't worry.
It's called Raccoon by Jazz Funk Soul off their album Jazz Funk Soul.
Raccoon, Jazz Funk Soul. It was the one that when you were listening to it, you could picture the little raccoon just like hanging out in the trash bins, having a grand old time. It was like do-do-do-do-do.
So we're gonna have a special call in with a listener, but before that, quick story about raccoons, which is why they're in this episode for all of our viewers out there watching this episode, about raccoons. So also along the lines of our space getting invaded, I live in my room in our house that we share in a little attic on the top floor, the highest tower of the tallest building, and it has the A-frame ceiling, it has a very attic feel, and
wall-to-wall carpeting,
one small window.
Yep. You get the picture.
All my plants died. But the fun part about it is that since I'm exposed to the sky, I hear squirrels running around on our roof, and sometimes it used to kind of freak me out because I was like, oh no, what if the squirrel falls through the ceiling into my bed?
Yeah,
I wouldn't like that.
And they feel very close to you.
You can hear them breathe.
You can really,
exactly. You can literally hear their little squirrel breaths.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had grown at peace with this.
Yeah.
And then recently, as in this weekend, one of our other friends, who also happens to live in an attic room, discovered that there is a raccoon living in his wall.
Like, really living. Like, there's a photo of the raccoon peeping his head out and saying, what's up?
Like, c-
couldn't be more than 2 feet away from where Nick's little head was lying on his little pillow. Yeah. So now I'm convinced that there's a raccoon. Oh, and when I saw that picture, I was like, oh, but do you live on the attic floor? Because how would a raccoon get up there? But he does live on an attic floor, and raccoons are really good climbers.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear more raccoon facts.
Are we?
From our caller.
Oh, wait. Awesome. I would love
calling in all the way from Boulder, Colorado.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Truly.
This is Nolan calling in from Boulder, and he has a thing or two to say about raccoons, I hear.
Let's hear it.
I do, yeah. I do have a thing or two to say. I was thinking a little bit about raccoons today, and about how I think they're one of the more, like, polarizing animals in terms of the defining question of an animal. Is it cute? There seems to be
or
a
not.
Wait, did we just have this? Did I have this conversation?
Yeah, Nolan.
I totally agree, Nolan.
On also Meredith's side, which is that you guys, I think, both think raccoons are cute, whereas I see them as little trash monsters.
But
wait, no. I'm very much on Emma's side here. I don't find them cute. I find them menacing.
Okay.
Okay,
because
but
of that, they're
okay,
not cute.
But my but like, okay, go.
Go on.
Go ahead.
We won't steamroll you on our own show.
from like, you know, the next question that comes to mind is like, you know, what do you do with this cuteness? Like, how are raccoons represented in movies about animals? And I was trying to think about movies that have raccoons in them, and honestly, I can't really think of all that many with raccoons as like main characters. In animal movies, they're like side characters for sure.
I've got a great
But they're never
example.
Like the lead of the raccoon, and I don't really know why that is.
Meredith has an example.
Actually, so there's this app that we sometimes use. It's called Food for All, and it's where it's used local businesses can like.
Oh, they should bring this to Boulder.
Yeah, it's great. It's basically like restaurants will put their leftover meals on this app, and you can go get them for like a discounted price.
Like,
oh, yeah, okay.
Like 30% of the original.
Yeah, it's wow, a great thing. But they recently sent me an email because I'm on their e-list, and they said, we've got a new mascot. It's Trashy the Raccoon.
Oh, my God.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Okay, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, because it's like, you're getting the leftover food. But I was like, that's a way to really own that personality as a
trash picker.
As a trash picker, exactly.
But raccoons are really good at surviving. Also, they're very adaptable. They can kind of adapt to whatever food supplies are
and
common.
And I feel like the cuteness is part of that, almost. They just, like, they're working the crowd. They know that they're, like, a little gross when you really look at their mannerisms, but you just catch their
You, like, see
their
them,
face,
like, licking their little fingers.
Like,
like,
that could be cute.
Like, yeah, I know what I am.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of agree with that. Yeah. I don't want to say I'm turning around.
No,
completely.
They're just complex.
I'm still afraid of them.
I'm just asking
so
for complexity.
I don't really think I can consider them like all that cute. If I find them menacing, but
yeah,
that's a good point. That
you can
they,
be scared
like,
of things
seem to
you
be
find
self,
cute.
Like aware of their own image.
Yeah,
for sure. I definitely think they're like smart and that they're devious.
Yeah.
So they probably are also good at marketing.
Yeah.
Well, very
so true.
It would
be so good at marketing.
Yeah, my neighbor just got a bunch of chickens and ducks that are living outside and had to like really raccoon proof chicken coop. Wow. Like had to put locks on it, had to put chicken wire around the windows because honestly, you never really know what raccoons can get up to, and I'm still not convinced that those chickens are completely safe.
Nah, the raccoon will find a way.
Yeah. Dang. Wait, great anecdotes. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
of course.
Thanks, Nolan. Great
truly,
to have you on the show.
Anytime. Yeah.
We're here every other Sunday, bi-monthly. Bi-weekly?
Bi-monthly.
I think it's bi-weekly. That's what the Observer says.
Okay. I trust you.
Okay.
I'm just a stupid comp sci major. I don't know anything.
All right, well, come on. Okay. Let's get back to music, but thanks again for calling in. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
great night. Until then.
All right. Ooh, silly stuff, guys. Silly stuff.
Yeah. time to just that moment in my life. I should have spoke up, but I lied. As I sat there with my jaw open and I smiled, he pulled his sweater off and tried to explain that I've given up all that. I'm pulled away, I see another of myself who's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke there on the chair. Beside the bed, I read this past week's New Yorker and watch him paint Antarctica, watch him paint Antarctica. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you breakfast, get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before, from knocking on my door, your head against the floorboards.
laying bricks is not easy. You think all you have to do is put some mortar down, put a brick on top, and make it level. But when you put the mortar down, you put the brick on top, there's always one end is higher than the others. So you have to tap that end down. That end goes down, another end goes up. So you have to tap that end down. Then it moves out of line. So you've got to tap it into line again. Then the first end goes up. It takes forever to get that brick straight. But one thing which I had, which all monks have, is patience. Doesn't matter how long it takes, I'm going to make sure that every brick is perfect. So, that's what I did. Every brick, I made sure, if it wasn't right, I'd take it off and start again. When I finished my first brick wall, I looked at it, and I was so disappointed. I was so shocked. I was so distressed. I'd missed two bricks. All the other ones were nice and level, but two bricks with this awful angle, and they spoiled the whole wall. I tried to take them out, but the cement was just so hard, they just would not come out. And so I talked to the other monk with me, and I said, can we buy some dynamite? Can I blow up that wall and start again? And he said, no. I wanted to destroy that wall, because it's... I'd made a mess of the first building project I did at that monastery. I was so disappointed. I saw it every day. Every day I went past that wall. I was so upset as I saw the two bad bricks and my mistakes. When visitors came, I always managed to take them somewhere else so they wouldn't see my mistakes, because your mistakes were always embarrassed about. But one day, a visitor came. I was with them. They saw that wall. What they said was, that's a beautiful wall. I said to them, are you crazy? Are you blind? Have you left your glasses in the car? Can't you see the two bad bricks? And they said, yes, I can see the two bad bricks, but I can also see the 998 good bricks as well. That hit me like a brick. I realized my mistake, not only in that wall, but in life as well. Just too often, all we see is our two mistakes, and you become blind to anything else other than what is wrong. That's what was happening to me. Every time I passed that wall, my eyes would just go to my faults, my mistakes. I could not see anything other than my two mistakes. I realized in life, every time I saw a tragedy in life, every time I saw someone being abused or hurt, there were 998 times, or probably much more, when people were being kind and caring and beautiful and wonderful and loving and generous and inspiring. Most people are actually pessimists. A pessimist is someone like myself in those 3 months who always sees the two bad bricks in life. The optimist is the person who only sees 998 good bricks. The realist is one who sees both. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hello, hello. Hope you enjoyed that last one.
That's my favorite song, called 998 Good Bricks by Zakaraka and the Imaginomics.
Yeah, 998 Good Bricks.
I like to play it once a semester, at least. And before that, you heard Heaven and Hell by William Anyeb, or... Before that, you heard Bike Dream by Rostam. And before, that's irrelevant.
Yeah, that's all. That's,
look it up.
We all have short-term memory anyway.
Look it up if you want to know.
Anything before that. Before we say bye, we've just got a little PSA to fit in here. And it's, we've made some amendments to it, but it's still a worthwhile PSA, so we're going to read it aloud. It's called Discovering Nature. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of raccoons. Like looking up at the raccoons or chasing raccoons. Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheraccoons.org to find a raccoon or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even taking pictures of raccoons. Visit discovertheforest.org.
There we go. That's the real...
The last one was
the real one. The real website.
But it's all about discovering the forest, and if you're discovering the forest, you're going to discover some raccoons, too. So...
Ha-ha!
I stand by it.
And I stand by my partner.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And stand by it as well. And we have 3 minutes left. And a perfect song to play. This is Tempo, Lizzo's new single featuring Missy Elliott, an instant classic. You're welcome.
Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Pity pat, pity pat, pity pity pat. Look at my ass, it's fitty fitty fat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty kitty cat. Pour me a glass, boy, I like my water wet. Throw it back.
Throw it back, good back.
Catch that.
Get that.
I need a jack for all of this ass, but it won't go flat. Baby, baby. Come eat some of this cake. He look like he could gain a little weight. Lick the icing off, put the rest in your face. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Boyfriend watching, oh, now you wanna knuckle up. Get on this ride, baby, you gon' have to buckle up. Thick thighs, save lives, call me little buttercup. All means necessary. My ass is not an accessory. Yeah, I said it, accessory. Twerk skills up on legendary. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Slow songs and skinny hoes. Fuck it up to the tempo.
Missy, let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
All the fly girls head to the dance floor.
Kitty cat, kitty cat, brrr. All the thick girls down on the brrr. Ice on my neck like brrr. I'm big bone with nice curves. Look at me, I knew I look good. Look good, look good, look good. I'ma show y'all chicks how to do.